Just wait there. So,
yeah, I'm on recording now.
This is all part of the audition, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So, first of all, you just have to say who you are and which pieces you're doing, please.
I'm Kevin Noel. I'm doing Ariel from The Tempest and I'm doing One Way Conversation.
Sorry? Okay. Say that.
One Way Conversation.
What's the character called?
Bella.
Bella. Are you doing them in that order, Kim?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Yeah. When you're ready, you can start. So if you just need to sort everything out.
I boarded the kingship. Now in the week, now in the race, to death in every cabin I flamed amazement. Sometimes I defied and burned in many places. On the topmast, the yards and bowsprit that I flayed distinctly, then meet and join. Jump lightning, the precursors of dreadful thunderclaps, more momentary and sight our warnings were not. The fire and quacks of the sulphurous roaring of the most mighty Neptune's team besiege and make his bold ways tremble. Yeah, his dread trident shake. Not a soul, but felt a fever of the mad, and played some tricks of desperation. All but mariners plunged into the foaming brine, and quit the vessel, then all afire of me. The king, and all afire of me. The king's son Ferdinand, with hair upstaring, then like reeds, not hair, was the first man that leaped and cried, "Hell is empty, and all the devils are here."
Is that the end? Okay, when you're ready.
You don't understand. You don't ever hear what I'm trying to say to you. It's always a one-way conversation. First you come at me and complain about all the things you think I'm not doing. And you do this to get me angry because you think by getting me angry somehow is going to make me work harder for what I want in my life. And you're wrong. I'm sorry, but you're so wrong. That's not the way to help me move forward. It's not. Can't you ever just be my friend and support me by giving me encouragement? Do you have any idea how impossible what I'm going after already is? Do you? It's so damn hard and I could do some kindness, just some. You're my mother! You know, all I ask, you stop getting so damn strategy orientated with me. Instead, work with me. Give me some sound advice if you have any, because coming down on me doesn't help. I'm not asking you to hand feed me, but be there for me the way I need you to be. There? You happy? Now you know what's bothering me.
Okay. I'm just going to ask you some questions now that are sort of slightly off kilter from what you've just shown us. But first of all, I'll ask, why did you choose acting as your pathway for this second year?
I feel that I'm better suited to it because I feel more comfortable. Whereas when I've applied to music, I feel like I don't have a more in-depth understanding of how I do acting.
Okay. Can you explain to me then the problems that you've come up against then, because you've now applied and you've got a place to on a songwriting degree course. So what have been the issues with trying to do that audition? What did you come up against?
How the piano side, trying to compose, not being able to fully understand what I needed to do.
Yeah. What do you think you need to do between now and actually going to uni to try and help yourself when you get there?
Start learning how to do that, do stuff on the piano that could help me.
How are you going to do that then?
Look up YouTube videos.
Okay.
Do you think you might need to invest in some lessons?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking to make sure you're getting it right. Mm. Because self-taught musicians do exist, and there's some amazing self-taught musicians, but in the time that you have, it might be helpful to have someone talk you through it so that you keep moving in the right direction and sort of removes any sort of guesswork, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Normally, especially for keyboard, piano, you have piano lessons. Because that's the way you move forward. Because it teaches you, if you don't already, it'll teach you how to read music. And I think to be a songwriter, you need to be able to read music, don't you? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a question?
What do you think, Kim, is one of, what are your strengths? What is it about you? Say, I know you're beautifully accepted into a university now, so it removes any sort of guesswork for you of what's going to happen. But imagine, the choice for a cast or the choice for a project I'm doing, I've got between you and someone else. Why would I choose you?
I feel like the how I write is, I don't let anything get in the way of what I do.
Okay, for example?
So I don't give up easily.
For example? Give me an example of when that's happened.
So I've been told in the past that I couldn't do something, but then I've gone out and done it anyway.
To be specific?
So for example, when I was younger, I wanted to learn a bike, and the doctors told me I couldn't because of my disability. However, I didn't let that stop me, and I learned how to run a two-wheeler bike.
So could you relate that to performance work? Do you think? Sometimes when you've had to overcome something, or in acting or music or dance or singing, or can you think of an example? I'm not sure. Okay,
that's
no
fine.
No worries.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for that.
Okay. Thanks, Kim.
Make sure that you write up an evaluation as well about how this went for you.
Okay.
All right, just in the research reflections for Project 5.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Kim.